And there we go. We have a working furnace. There's that nice blue flame. There are four burners in here doing just the same thing. In our last episode, I left it hanging. I needed a professional, and I brought a professional in, and it took that guy another 30 minutes and another couple of phone calls to figure out how to make it work. But, we got it running. And, there's still one last, a couple of details I need to deal with this. I was going to show, I got this temporary thing here. Wow. Because, let's see what happens when I pull all these wood blocks out. That. Ooh, boy, we got a whirlwind of lot of hot air coming through here. And so what I need to do here is I took the old plenum from the old 17 and a half inch wide furnace and adapted it to my 21 inch wide furnace, and that left me with this big gap here which I need to fill up. And my plan to correct that is over here. Remnants of the old furnace. Well, there's what's left of it. And we got a lot of rust. And I do still have a section of it here. Some panels that have a little bit of a bend in them already that I need to make up a panel. I get to do some work with a hammer and dolly and pliers. And I get to bend some metal. That's in the future. Anyway, so we got the furnace going on, and it's been a very stressful month for me here because, before the furnace happened, the washing machine went out. Well, I went in the old washer, and it was leaking water all over the floor. I'm still drying out the floor, the floor still needs repair, which will help with drying it. But anyway, got the new washer. And it's hooked up, it works, it runs, but it is still a temporary setup here. We got the valves here for it. This one and this one that come down and they just feed this thing. There is still a need for a proper housing for these things here, and I would ultimately like to put a working sink here instead of this thing. So there we are with that. And then the water heater, before the furnace went out, the old furnace went out, I decided I'm going to get a new water heater. So I put a new water heater in, and I got all the plumbing in for that, and it's kind of tied in. And oh boy, is this plumbing stuff is so busy through here. I got the old saying, 20 pounds of stuff into a 10-pound sack. It's a very tight fit with all the plumbing, with so much stuff going on upstairs. But it's all in, and that's good. And I got all this stuff done. And following that, I mentioned the floor patch, too. It's still drying after almost 2 weeks. Maybe I spilled something in front of this. I don't know. But, the floor is semi-decent now to walk on. And I still have more floor repair to do, but we're getting there. And over here on the floor, I got, a big pile of sawdust. Now, after cleaning and cleaning in here, why do I have a big pile of sawdust? Well, what I have over here is a pile of 6 stair treads, old stair treads, the old original basement stair treads. And then we come over, there's number 7, the last of them. And what I did is, here's the big unveil. Before I'm leaving the basement, I built some new steps because it was a safety issue and convenience besides. But what we had here was the original basement steps I threw in after having built all the new stairway up above, all the, entirely rebuilding everything. The original stairs I just kind of threw in temporarily many years ago, and it's finally time to put in the real deal. And there is the real deal, but as comparison, now the original steps were 8 3/8 inch rise. And as you can see, I kind of extended it out. I added a step to it. And also on the width, the original steps were 30 inches wide. I increased them to 36. And boy, this is some hefty lumber. It's ugly as can be, but wow. There is some kind of serious woodworking project in the future with all these stair treads, because I don't even know what species that is. That this, it's just so dirty and needs, well, anyway, onto the steps. Well, here's a major reason why these things had to be replaced is, well, here's the original riser or stringer. There's the replacement, but the original, oh my, I would call that a serious crack. So every time I walked up and down these steps, I wondered, is today the day these things are going to collapse? So I finally tore them out and I put the new ones in. And as I said, the old steps had a 8 3/8 inch rise each step. Now, having added a step, there are now 9 risers instead of 8. And oh, on the floor here, I gotta point out what we did. I don't want this wood sitting directly upon the concrete, so I have this little plastic block thing here that is screwed up into this with some stainless steel screws so that the wood does not come into contact with the concrete. There is a plastic block separating it. Likewise, over on the other side, same thing. And I used 8-foot boards. I went out and bought 8-foot boards, and boy, I used every bit of that 8-foot. There's our cutoff. I guess if I had a board that was 8 1/8 inch, it would have made a perfect corner there, but well, that's what we got. And the new treads, I still want to put some risers in there. The more work I want to do with these, but as they are, they're already 1,000 times safer than what's there. And I think I've rambled on just about enough on this. It's time for me to get out of the basement and go upstairs, and oh golly, I got a bucket of joint compound up there. That's a video for another day.